Good morning. It's April 16th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. At NAB 2024, Adobe turned heads with the announcement of integrating cutting-edge generative AI tools into Premiere Pro, heralding a new era in video editing. This move not only promises to revolutionize how we create and modify video content, but also sets a new standard for the integration of AI in creative workflows. Adobe's new generative AI tools, including Object Removal Addition, Generative Extend, and Generative B-roll features, are powered by the Adobe Firefly Video Model. These tools are designed to automatically create or modify video content, significantly reducing the time and effort required for complex editing tasks. In a bold step towards fostering an expansive AI ecosystem, Premiere Pro will also support third-party AI models from leading innovators like OpenAI's Sora, Runway, and Pika Labs. To ensure transparency in this AI-driven future, Adobe will label AI-generated content with content credentials. Adobe's commitment to AI doesn't stop at video. The company has also made its AI-powered audio workflows in Premiere Pro generally available. These include new features such as interactive fade handles, audio category tagging, effect badges, and redesigned waveforms, enhancing the audio editing experience. Furthermore, Adobe announced the launch of the Acrobat AI Assistant, a tool designed to make interacting with PDF documents more efficient through a chatbot-like interface. This assistant, available for a subscription, can quickly surface information, ensure accurate citations, and even summarize content. Looking ahead, Adobe plans to introduce more AI-powered features like Generative Extend, Smart Selection and Tracking Tools, and a text-to-video feature in Premiere Pro later in 2024. These advancements underscore Adobe's commitment to leveraging AI to empower creators and improve workflow efficiencies across its suite of products. As Adobe explores potential partnerships with AI innovators like OpenAI's Sora, Runway, and Pika Labs, the future of creative tools seems poised for a significant transformation driven by AI. In a significant leap towards global expansion, OpenAI has unveiled its new office in Tokyo, marking a strategic move to engage with the Asian market and foster collaborations across Japan. This development isn't just about geographical growth. It's a bridge between cutting-edge AI technology and one of the world's leading technological hubs. Leading the charge in Japan, Tadao Nagasaki has been appointed to navigate OpenAI's commercial and market engagement strategies. His role encompasses spearheading the development of a local team dedicated to integrating OpenAI's innovations within the Japanese market. This move signifies a focused effort to tailor OpenAI's offerings to meet the specific needs and challenges of the region. At the heart of this expansion is the introduction of a customized GPT-4 model, specifically optimized for the Japanese language. This tailored solution is being rolled out to local businesses, granting them early access to AI capabilities that promise to revolutionize their operations. Notable early adopters include industry giants such as Daikin, Rakuten, and Toyota Connected, showcasing the wide-ranging impact and potential of this initiative. OpenAI's expansion into Japan is not merely a business move, it's a strategic alignment with the country's AI policy and initiatives like the Hiroshima AI process. The company aims to contribute to the local ecosystem by exploring AI solutions that address societal challenges, reinforcing the global commitment to ensure artificial general intelligence benefits all of humanity. This effort is also in line with recent collaborations between the U.S. and Japan in the field of AI and technology, highlighting a shared vision for the future of innovation and society. In a move that could redefine how we interact with social media, Meta AI is taking a significant leap by extending its chatbot experiment to some of the most widely used platforms, WhatsApp and Instagram, with plans to incorporate it into Facebook Messenger as well. This initiative marks a new frontier in the integration of AI technology into our daily digital communications, particularly in regions with vast user networks like India and parts of Africa. The chatbot, which is in the trial phase in these strategic locations, operates on the Llama 2 Large Language Model, LLM. It's not just any chatbot. It's designed to engage with users by answering their queries and even generating images from text prompts. On Instagram, it takes on a specialized role by assisting with search queries, aiming to streamline and enhance the user experience in content discovery. Why India and parts of Africa, you might wonder? These regions are not random choices but strategic ones, considering India's massive user base for Facebook and WhatsApp. This deployment aims to leverage these numbers to test and refine the AI's capabilities in real-world scenarios. Furthermore, the integration into Instagram's search feature is a thoughtful step towards empowering users, giving them a more controlled and assisted experience when navigating through the platform's vast content universe. But this is just the beginning. Meta is already looking ahead, with plans to introduce more advanced Llama 3 models to further boost the chatbot's performance and capabilities. This evolution promises to not only enhance user interaction but also set a new standard for AI's role in social media platforms. As the digital horizon expands, the UK government is taking a proactive step towards shaping the future of artificial intelligence, or AI, with plans to draft legislation aimed at regulating AI technologies. This initiative is not just about innovation, but ensuring safety, addressing potential harms to users, and protecting content creators from the unauthorized scraping of their work by AI models. The Department of Science, Innovation and Technology is at the forefront of this regulatory push, yet questions linger about how this new legislation will mesh with the roles and responsibilities of the existing AI Safety Institute. Amidst this regulatory landscape, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has voiced a preference for a balanced approach to regulating AI, highlighting the importance of not rushing into legislative actions without thorough consideration. The UK is also contemplating strengthening its copyright rules to offer better protection for the datasets used to train AI systems, a move that could significantly impact the development and ethical use of AI technologies. Even as a formal legislative proposal is still in the drafting stages, the expectation is set for the UK to introduce its AI regulations after a pivotal AI conference in France, anticipated to take place in late 2024 or early 2025. This strategic timing and the careful consideration being given to the formulation of AI regulations reflect a broader global concern about the implications of AI on society. The UK's efforts to navigate the challenges and opportunities presented by AI underscore the need for thoughtful governance to mitigate risks and ensure that the advancement of AI technologies aligns with societal values and protections. In a landscape where the march of progress is both celebrated and scrutinized, the 2024 AI Index report from the Stanford Institute for Human-Centered Artificial Intelligence offers a comprehensive look at an AI industry at a crossroads. It's a world where innovation thrives, yet the path forward is tangled with financial, ethical, and regulatory hurdles. The report lays bare the complexities of modern AI development, particularly stressing the critical need for consent in data collection and the push for transparency in how data is used to train large language models, LLMs. These models are at the heart of AI's evolution, yet they stand on shaky ground without clear standards for evaluation, a gap the report urgently highlights. Amidst the technological triumphs, the AI Index report doesn't shy away from the tough questions. It points to the soaring costs of developing cutting-edge AI technologies and the growing web of regulations designed to keep this advancement in check. Public concern is on the rise, with debates centering on AI's potential to disrupt job markets and redefine productivity. The narrative of AI's journey is further enriched by data showcasing the dominance of industry giants in AI research and a notable surge in investments towards generative AI. Yet, this enthusiasm is tempered by ongoing debates over AI's reliability and its wider implications for society. The report concludes by envisioning two diverging futures for AI. One paints a picture of relentless progress and broad adoption, while the other warns of a future hampered by technological hurdles. This duality underscores the pivotal moment AI stands at today, poised between boundless potential and significant challenges. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.